Sherman Wise bullet.
Right, interesting. Makko Patish. I forgot where we're up to here. Any good shots of Makko Patish over the holidays? Balloons, yeah, all these things. Balloons, trying to think what happened with Makko Patish over the holidays, I can't remember. Okay, let's make a quick recap of what we learnt before. The sheer, before we stopped, was the sheer about reassembling items. That means items that were complete. And now something very small has gone wrong. Watch, we spoke about a safer, for example, where the pages are stuck together. So you've got a safer, which is all good. And now, for some reason, something's got stuck on the pages. The word is chollant. And now the page is stuck. So you want to separate the page. So that page was a good page. There's a small thing over here which has gone on over here. But really, the safer is a good safer. There's nothing wrong with the safer. So we said, that's not a problem. That's not called macrophages. That's not called making the safer. If when you buy a safer for the first time and the papers are stuck together and pat managed, they haven't been cut with the guillotine properly, then obviously to undo that on Shabbos is the Shal Makko Patish first of all, and it could be Shal Korea. It's Korea del Tikkun. It's proper Korea, that is. Yeah, that's much worse. Oh, sorry, so I didn't mention it's quite right. It depends. If the chollant is stuck on the writing and it's covered, it's obscure, you can't see it, then it could be a shadow of moicha, when you take that off, Tucker. But if it's on the side, the margin, then there's no problem, Tucker, yeah? Yeah, quite right. Then we spoke about, someone asked us actually a while ago, I never realised that. Someone had his hat on the table, a little child came along and sat on the hat. The hat got completely crumpled. Now, he's got no other hat to wear for Shabbos. He wants to. Someone's got a stripe on the same trial. What happens? It gets ruined. I said, can you put it back into shape? Is that a problem of Makko Patish? The Maestro, we said, that's not a problem, Tucker. Unless it's mummish, a major flaw, the Moshe. Say someone sat on a hat, someone's crumpled the hat in such a way that it's got a fold, a major fold along, which is no good. So you've ruined it. And it has to be ironed out or steamed out in order to make it good, that's tackle a problem. But generally speaking, when a hat gets ruined, someone sits on a hat, for example, and it gets squashed, just to flatten it out, open it up, that's not a problem, tackle we said. And we spoke about the strings of a pom-pom and things like that, that's generally not speaking. What was interesting, actually, that's an interesting child that sits this. That was an interesting child here, that's a Mishnah Berurah, really sophic here. Sometimes the strings get entangled together. Is one allowed to disentangle them on Shabbos? It depends on different shittas. Some shittas hold it, sits are not really kosher like this. Others hold it is. What?
It's a hiddah.
It's more than a hiddah. It could be more than a hiddah. It could be some hold it's not, you're not yet like that. So I think Moshe Zalman says that one should not disentangle it on Shabbos. One should leave it as it is. Okay? That's more or less, I think, what we said last time. Okay, let's move on, Rabbi Yisai.
There's
a proper tikkun. If you're not yotze mitzvah with a tzitzit like this, there's a proper tikkun.
If you're not yotze, yeah. If you're yotze,
yeah, there's no problem. The shayla is, it could be somehow you're not yotze with that. So nice, it could be that's much worse. It could be it's worse that way. Okay, that's more or less that thing over here. Let's talk about the new shayla here about inflating beds, balls, and balloons. So, how does it start with shayla? Very interesting shayla, actually. I must tell you. Let's start from the beginning, the best place. In Shin Mem Sif Ches, an interesting halacha which is based in the Gemara actually. it's a Gemara in Shabbos, which speaks about a quilt or a pillow where you want to put the stuffing in on Shabbos. Let me just find over here. It speaks about it almost here. Some Ches, I think it is. Shabbos Gemara, Shabbos Daf Mem Ches. You're allowed to put feathers back into a cushion on Shabbos, which fell out. Yeah? That means, you had a cushion, a pillow, and the stuffing came out. That pillow is useless now. Can't do much with it. You can't sleep with it. Now, can you put the stuffing back in again? So the Gemara says over there that you're allowed to. Rabchista allowed one to put the stuffing back into a cow. From the Gemara there is Mavua, that there's a chilek between the first time you're doing this and what you call it, and if it's been done before. It's interesting what the Svar is over here. I didn't see a Svar, I can't remember what the Svar was. Let's just see what it says. It says there that if the Mochin have not been in there before, the feathers have not been in there before, then to put it in for the first time in Shabbos is awesome. It's like making a cave. If, however, the feathers have been in there before, but just a little moisture, you decide to empty them all out, and you want to put them back in again, that is okay. I can't want the swarrow. Someone said a swarrow. Why is that attacking? What's interesting? What should be the swarrow?
Is it back in the same cushion?
Back in the same cushion, yeah. So that's clear. It has to be in the same cushion. I just remember, I did see a story. Let's see if I can find it. It's called Issam Sakamone. I can't remember what the reason is. It's hard to understand. Why should be a chilek? Well, what's the chilek? The mice at the end of the day. What?
I'm not finishing up an item.
Well, the item's useless now. The item is useless now. That pillow without the thing.
It's not a new
Yeah, now you're making it usable. It's not a new case. It's not the voice. It's such a schwache chibur, I think that's what we said. Yeah, but it's such a schwache attachment. That, yeah, I have to check it out what the reason why. I can't someone to speak out what the chilek is. Now, I say that's problem with Gemara's mutter. So, the chayra, who are din, so what I want to say, so that is taka mutter, yeah? So, something which was once complete, and then it came out again, to reinstate it on Shabbos mutter. We spoke about it with shoelaces, actually. Someone's got a shoe, and a child pulls out, or you know, he pulls out, the person pulls out his shoelace, and now he wants to put it back in again. So to put it back in the same shoe is mutter, because it was once there together, so putting the same thing back in. To put a new shoelace in is osser, and who are doing to put a shoelace from another shoe into this shoe is osser. That's not allowed. That's what we spoke out. Yeah? Now, I'll ask you a voice now. A person wants to blow up a mattress on Shabbos. Anyone tell me? Any problems?
It has to use the same
air. Oh, one sorry, very good. Now, Shaila is, are you to blow the mattress up? The Chayra, there's a very good shark of swans over here.
With that, pump?
What? With a pump. With a pump. If you can blow it out, there's no difference between using air and using a pump. It's the
so
same
the
thing.
What?
Use your mat. There's no chilling. If you can blow it up.
There's no
chilling. If you can blow it up, if you can blow it up, then the Chayra, there's no chilling whether using a, obviously not electric pump, but using a hand pump or your mouth. But the child is, can you blow it up? So the marshal, in Svara, you could have said, if it's been blown out once before, and now it's deflated, so you could have said that to inflate it up again could be a problem because it's new air. And by the way, the device taka says it's Svara. The device says that it's taka osa because it's new air you're putting in, and therefore it's got, you're not allowed to do it. It's like a new shoelace. And like a new shoelace to put into a shoe is osa, who are din to put new air into this bed is also a problem. The Meister of Shlomo Zalman is choylik. Let me just see if I can find Shlomo Zalman here. Shlomo Zalman is choylik. Shlomo Zalman times all air is the same. There's no chilik in air. Air is one big mass. There's no chilik in air of one thing to another. Shoes are different shoelaces. You can say it's different. Air is air. No one looks at air as a different thing. Air is air. There's no difference. You can't distinguish. What?
It's not defined.
Not defined. I'm trying to find a Loshen where his Loshen is exactly. That's right, this one. I'm just trying to see where it is. He means at the bottom of Erech Shabbos. He's Makel on this in Erech Shabbos. He's talking about what's Galgal Gumi, a rubber gumi, what's that? What's a Galgal?
Rubber ring
or a Kadul Gumi or a beach ball. That's what we're talking about. Shouldn't the first time of Shabbos. If you've already done it once before, you're allowed to redo it on Shabbos. Says the Orchash at the bottom. This sin is doimin to the sin's car b'chohim, a case of feathers into a cushion. Some artists kasha. Some say this is different. It's not the same air going in. It's a different air going in. In Kenya, also enough, we should have the muck and the mukha. It's like putting new feathers into the cushion. And who had in here? It's like putting new air into the beach ball or into your mattress. But ain't your cushion. This is not a kashrus, this is at the bottom, Rosh Hashanah. Kelim shein avir tzur nikeres. There's no recognized, like it says, no tan. You can't notice any air. Ein chiluk klal bin avir zeh l'avir acher. V'chein kosh lagon Rosh Hashanah shein shalos v'chosni. Kid says, interesting shayla this, yeah? So they blow up these mattresses, these air, what's it called, these air beds or whatever, or these beach balls. Don't make a mistake, Rabbi Yisrael, that's much worse. A proper ball to blow up for the first time, that lechor is much worse. First of all, it's a strong chibul, yeah? It's very firm. Here we're talking about a weak chibul. It could be that's much more chomo, a thing. And there, that also lasts for a long time. It's a proper attachment, which lechor, that could be worse. It is, Rafal's got a different story completely from what I understand Rafal. Rafal tires that these mattresses, as called his mutter. So according to this, Rabbi Isai, if you just bought on holiday, you come from holiday to your place, you realise you're short of bed, so you quickly dash off to Argos on Friday afternoon to buy a new bed. And you come on Friday afternoon, you're very late, on Friday night you want to get to bed, you want to put up this bed, can you pop it up? No, according to that, you can't do it because it's not been done the first time. They're all shelling too. Shlomo Zalman and Aruch HaShamas over here. They're comparing it to the case of the feathers in a cushion, and they're saying that even though it's different feathers, different air, it's all right. But it has to be blown up once before. The Chayyur of Falz got a different sphora completely. He times its mutter over here because it's a very weak chibul. This blowing up is very, very flimsy. Such a makapatish, which is very, very flimsy, it's not called makapatish at all. What? No, I don't think it helps you. What, even according to the first shitter? According to one that you mustn't make for the first time? You're completing it, that completes it. If it's never been done before, according to Shlomo Zalman and Aruch HaShabbos, I was learning, if it's not been fully made the first time, then it's never been a keli beforehand. Now you are making it for the first time on Shabbos, when you blow it out for the first time fully, you're making it into a keli. That's the problem. From Rabbi Falk, I understand that it's different. He ties the very flimsy put together, these things over here. The bed is very schwach. First of all, every often on the bed he says, Lamaise, even if you slept on it, you have to put it up again. So it's a very flimsy, what do you call it? Flimsy blowing, very flimsy keli. Such a schwach a keli is not called makapatish at all. So according to that, you could do it for the first time as well. That lechor is what comes out. Interesting swara. When it comes to a balloon, lechor should be the same thing, really, in svara. The only thing is the poskim don't like balloons. And the reason for that is that balloons is normally the normal derech of a balloon. I don't sound in the Shabbos over here. I just say what lechor should come out. Where many poskim are not happy with balloons. Normal derech, when a person blows a balloon, what does he do to make sure it stays tight? He makes a knot. That is a normal derech. Whenever a person makes a knot, the gezeira in Hilchos Kosher, whenever a person does something which is normally ending off with a knot, we don't let you do it on Shabbos. Because we're scared to kesher, aren't we? Yeah, because we're scared that you might make a kesher. If you decide to put a rubber band on it, I don't know if it's going to last, I must say, I'm not sure how practical it is. It's not going to last very well, but even if you do, that could also be a problem, because since it's not a normal derech, yeah, it can be. The Ma'aseh in Aruch HaShabbos over here, when he speaks about a balloon, he says, "Ain't an upper balloon going with Shabbos Parm Shabbos." So he's going with his own svara again. That the first time, all these things you must do it for the first time. But then he says, "In command nifchu oisa parm achas veidun one apurishik shenis." If you want to blow it a second time, yesh la habkin bezebe shemikru. You've got to distinguish the two cases. In marukinis who liskes pi abalun begumi. If you put a rubber band around it normally, there's no problem. Which I don't think nowadays is the way we do that. As far as I know, nowadays the normal derech of a balloon is you don't put an elastic band around it. The normal derech of a balloon is you make a knot in it. If that's the case, then lechor, that's a problem.
Yes? So it's stretching the balloon itself, blowing it into a small and stretching it into
a big. What, and you don't tie it? First of all, I'm just saying, whenever normally people make a knot on it, that is a gzera. So lechor, you can have a problem.
Yeah, because it is, but the chance is okay.
Rabbi, I don't think it's a derech. He says he has to be. If it's a derech, I don't know if you could do it. No, I don't know if you do it. No, Imer Ogilis he licks your spear balloon. He's asked the question. I said, Imer Kodarik Shabbos. Imer Ogilis he licks your spear balloon. If the normal way is to tie it with a knot, Eil and Abchoy b'Shabbos Avin Ein Dad LaKosher. It won't help. Even if you decide not to make a knot, the Chashash Shabbos Yikshay Gurin B'Chori, because that's the normal way of doing it. So it won't help you at all. So the actual thing itself, making a shape, I don't know. I'm not sure. I hear what you say. I'm not sure that's the problem. Yeah, but the Ma'aseh in this case of the bed that you asked before. So lechora, if it's been according to the Aruch Shabbos and the Shmir Shabbos, if it's been done for the beforehand once before, so you can blow it up again on Shabbos. You could use a hand pump. According to Rav Falk, it's mashmal lemaisa. You could put it for the first time on Shabbos. No problem at all on Shabbos to make it for the first time. This bed, it's a very flimsy thing. That's all right. And who had done a beach ball? It's very similar beach ball, which loses air very, very quickly. That's lechayra okay. However, the hard balls. You know what? My child's got actually dropped one now. It's an interesting one. It's what's it called? The hoppers. So you blow that up, you blow it up, it's very, very firm, it lasts for a long time. That's much worse, Lachori, yeah? That's a much stronger chibur. That could be a problem in that case over there. That's much worse. But the normal things, the air mattresses and the beach balls, which are very schwach, that Lachori is much to do on Shabbos. No, I don't think so, because the Gezera, you might do it. If the normal way to do it is that you normally, a person normally blows it up, normally makes a knot at the end of it, I don't think it helps you, you're going to give it someone else. That's the gazeta.
Interesting. Everyone seems to say that air has a mamoshes. And we don't see you simply creating space inside the ball.
A lot we do.
It seems that you're actually putting something in when you put it.
But seriously, you made something. The ball was used before.
If I take a carrier bag and tie the top together, trap air in it, and now if I lie on it, it will be a cushion. Yeah. But the air was there, I haven't really put it in, so it's... What do you get?
Here you're making. Here you want to make a ball. The way to make the ball, the completion of the ball, is by you blowing the air in.
Yeah, that's the way it works practically speaking. But really, what do you do when you put the air in?
Making a ball.
Creating an empty space inside, which hasn't happened to be full of air.
But that's okay.
You're saying the air to have a mamoshes as if it was mukhen. Even if we say it's not a strong chibur, so we're not ahead of that way, but we're still considering the air to be a mamoshes, to be a tangible thing which I'm inserting into it.
But it makes it usable now. Beforehand you couldn't use it, yeah? It's a material. Beforehand you couldn't use this ball. Now you can use it. You've made the ball usable.
It's the action rather than the action.
Yeah, it's the material of making something work. Now you can use it. Beforehand you couldn't use it. Yeah, interesting actually. Assembling things that are clearly for a very short time. This is interesting, a lot of this also actually. Assembling things which are clearly meant for a very short time. That is lechayr mutter even for the first time. The moshe, I think we spoke about it. The moshe, putting a belt in trousers. A belt in trousers, everyone understands, it's not making the trousers. It's, you might decide to leave your belt in there for a long time, but very many people take out belts, they move from one to another. It's understood. It's not made to be a chibur to judge the thing. Therefore, that's mutter. Hu adin, there's also in Shalach this, a knife with interchangeable blades. Now, the moshe, let's say you never put a blade in beforehand. Is it mutter to put this in on Shabbos? That's also, they say, it's mutter. This case is different to the mukhin, because this is a very temporary thing. It's made, the blades are made, changed regularly. And therefore, something which is made not to be for a long time or something, that doesn't come into the question of makar patish, and even for the first time, one's allowed to make that on Shabbos. Hu adin, interesting, I think someone asked this once before, you know you get these ping pong nets. You want to play ping pong, table tennis. Yeah. So you want to put a net over the table. Are you allowed to put a clipping net over the table in order to play a ping pong? Yeah. So it depends, the myself. I say it depends. If it's a normal clip-on, that's okay. If it's a bolt, which some of them are, a screw with a bolt, that could be worse. A screw with a bolt, that's more complicated, because any screw with bolting, something which is meant to come out in one day, that's mutter, but something which is not so clear, that could be worse. So a screw and bolt one is more problematic. But a general clip-on net... to put over the table in order to play table tennis, ping pong, that's mutter, because everyone knows that's not a chibur. It's not meant to be joining. Even if it's the first time it's only put on the same ball, that's mutter.
It's a play ping pong on Shabbos.
Yeah, because there's no issue. The whole issue of rolling balls.
Maybe
what?